This is
For a Better Life.
For a Better Life.
فرمود باعث تو لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق.
The Holy Prophet of Islam says, I have been sent to complete noble manners.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم, dear listeners. You are listening to IRIB English Radio. This is the program of For a Better Life. I am Beta at your service. And in this episode, again, we're going to talk about something really controversial and important for having a better life. Stay tuned with me. You know, in this world that we are living in, there is one thing that I really hate, and it is hypocrisy. When you are telling someone something that you don't believe in, it is hypocrisy. You know, sometimes we assume that hypocrisy is something far-fetched, that, you know, it's just for bad people, and I'm a good people. I'm all the same. My inner and outer self is exactly the same thing. But no, it's not like that. Sometimes we are committing this sin, and just we don't know it. We don't realize it, or we don't want to admit it. So we have to be aware that this one, nifaq or hypocrisy, is one of the things that we may do it, even sometimes out of habit. So it is one of the things that you have to cut its root in order to cure it. So let's start our episode with this hadith from Imam Ja'far Sadiq, peace be upon him. One who meets Muslims with a double face and a double tongue, on the day of judgment, he will come with two tongues of fire. This is the beauty of having the pictures and symbols of the sins that we commit in this world, that we cannot see their realization in this world. And these having two tongues of fire is a realization of this sin of hypocrisy we commit in this world. Hypocrisy, or double-facedness, is the evil characteristic of the person who assumes an outward appearance and, you know, simulates behavior that is contrary to his inner state. For instance, one may give an impression of friendship and affection and pretend to be sincere and sympathetic, or show to apparently follow faith or creed, while in his heart he harbors an opposite feeling. Such a person displays sympathy and friendship in front of people, but actually is different or opposite in their absence. According to Islamic teachings, hypocrisy is regarded as a grave moral vice. This fact sheet throws light on the various types and degrees of hypocrisy, which I'm going to name two kinds of hypocrisy after a short break for you, dear listeners. Stay tuned.
Your mercy, your love is all I need. Your
love is all I need.
All I need.
Your love is all I need.
It's all I need.
Your love is all I need.
For a better life, again at your service. You're listening to IRIB English Radio, and here we're talking about hypocrisy. Hypocrisy, as I told you, is one of the things that we may commit every day without even realizing that we are committing it. And we were talking about the types of nifaq or hypocrisy that we have, which there are two important types: behavioral nifaq and verbal nifaq. About the behavioral form, when outward appearance of person is friendly, give an impression of being sympathetic, supportive, and sincere, while in reality, it is opposite inside his heart. It's exactly what we call it as behavioral nifaq. And we have another form of nifaq, which we call it verbal nifaq, the state of double-tongedness when a person praises and flatters another person or people in front, but actually denounces him or them and actually speaks slanderously in absence. And also, there are some degrees and various forms of nifaq, which all they are dependent on who you are actually acting this hypocrite behavior on, or what kind of form of nifaq you are acting and or practicing, and you know, it varies. But at the end, we all know the bad consequences of this action in this world. Let's talk about some signs and effects of nifaq. You know, giving oneself right to hurt subordinates and never hesitate to cause them inconvenience or to create problems for them, harming them not only in actions, but also hurt them with the drag of tongue by using derogatory language in their presence or in their absence, by disclosing their secrets, by slandering them and making false accusations against them, is actually one of the signs that we can understand someone is going through this hypocrisy road. And another thing is about the people who just show that they are strong followers, strong believers of a belief, especially like Islam. They are just pretending like, no, I'm a faithful person, I'm praying, I'm doing this, I'm doing that. But in their heart, they don't believe in whatever they are doing. This is the worst form of hypocrisy. You are actually cheating in yourself. You're cheating your beliefs. You're cheating your relationship with Allah, which is actually unbelievable. How can you be this rude towards a person who gives you everything? You know, I think this is human being only. We are all humans, and the understanding of human beings sometimes under the effect of some other things like pleasure, like materialistic things. And when you get drowned into these things, you may actually lose yourself and find yourself in hypocrisy, pretending to be someone else you're not. And more than being a harm to other people, it's a torture for your soul. It's gonna stop it from flourishing and developing. And as you know, we always give some ways to cure all the spiritual diseases. Again here, we're going to have some hints for you. But let's go for a short break, then we're going to come back and talk about it more. Stay tuned, dear listeners. Hello. First thing you have to know in order to cure this spiritual disease is, you know, you have to know that a person with nifaq will ultimately fail to achieve any merit and to reach his higher goals. Thus, it is necessary for a man of honor and dignity, endowed with the conscience, to purge himself of this actually ignominy that consumes honor and respect, and not to allow himself to be entrapped in his disgrace. You know, hypocrisy is something that will stop you from going forward in life. So if you consider these points, you will get to know that, okay, maybe I have to find a way that both my inner and outer beliefs will be again combined together and be one. And this unity of human being is the key. Is the key that you have to never forget. There is this beautiful hadith from Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, that he elaborated three signs, which if you found these signs in one person, you will face hypocrisy. So let's narrate it. Three signs when found in anyone is a hypocrite, even though he fasts and offers prayers and thinks that he's a Muslim. When he's trusted, he's dishonest. When he talks, he lies. And when he makes a promise, he breaks it. So these are the three signs that you can understand a person is a hypocrite. Despite the fact that he is fasting, he's praying, he claims that he is faithful or anything. So if you consider these signs in yourself, you have to think more, you have to do something, and never is late. never is too late to start curing this spiritual disease. Thank you for listening to me. It was all the time I had for today's episode. I bid you farewell. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Every grain of sand in every desert land he knows. Every shade of palm, every closed hand he knows. Every sparkling tear on every eyelash he knows. Every thought I have and every word I share.